Our fifth feature looks at the last decade of the 40 years of Chatterbox. Here is David Poles, who is the editor of both the Eastern Daily Press and the Evening News. And as you all know, the paper has always been hugely supportive of all that we do for those with poor sight.
If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world? All that I am, all that I ever was, is here in your perfect eyes. They're all I can see.
This was a leap year. The subprime mortgage crisis resulted in stock markets around the world plunging amid growing fears of a US recession. The NASA Phoenix spacecraft became the first to land on the northern polar regions of Mars. An earthquake struck Sichuan in China, killing an estimated 87,000 people. Surgeons at London's Moorfields Eye Hospital performed the first operations using bionic eyes. The demise of the high street store Woolworths began. Lewis Hamilton became the youngest ever Formula One world champion. And in our local news, the Norwich Society expressed concern that the planned revamp of Anglia Square would have a disastrous effect on views across the city. Soaring sales led to record staff bonuses at the Norwich John Lewis store. Furniture maker Arthur Brett called in administrators. More than 100 pig farmers from East Anglia joined a march on Downing Street, demanding a better deal for producers who are facing losses. Police cracked down on illegal raves. Local people called for clarity over the future of Pine Banks, and Norwich Street pastors prepared to venture further afield after the success of their scheme to ensure the well-being of youngsters in the city centre at night.